And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. A Washington state judge is wrestling with what should be a fairly simple question, and that is a man's chest a man's chest? Male city councilor in Stevenson, who identifies as a woman, faces indecent exposure charges after appearing topless at a 4th of July protest outside of the county courthouse. When deputies asked him to cover up, he refused and was arrested. Now his attorney argues that the topless display shouldn't count as indecent exposure because men can walk around shirtless. The judge calls the case complicated, which it isn't, but he says he'll rule at a later date. The gender ideology circus continues in Los Angeles, where a teacher used Trans Visibility Week to tell California kids they could be born in the wrong body. The teacher, whose social media consists primarily of him dancing around in dresses, also posts videos of taking his son to get his nails painted pink and features his transgender partner prominently online. Meanwhile, a lesbian former Air Force intelligence officer has pled guilty to fabricating what she claimed was the first crime in space. Summer Worden accused her ex-wife, NASA astronaut Anna McClain, of illegally accessing her bank account from the International Space Station during their custody battle. The false claims sparked investigations by the Federal Trade Commission and NASA's Inspector General before Worden admitted that she made the whole thing up. The Trump administration rolled out its plan to dismantle the Department of Education. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says they're breaking up the federal education bureaucracy and returning education to the states, a campaign promise Trump is now delivering on. Of course, the National Education Association called the move cruel and shameful, which is exactly how you know it's the right decision. A 7-Eleven cashier in Oklahoma learned that company policy values optics over employee safety when she was fired for shooting a man who grabbed her by the throat and then threatened to slice her head off. The employee had worked alone from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. for 2 years when the attacker came behind the counter. She says 7-Eleven even told her she should have just used store items for self-defense. Fend off your would-be strangler with a 32-ounce Slurpee. That'll get them every time. American lawmakers are warning that Brazil may fast-track legislation targeting U.S. tech companies following Europe's failed Digital Markets Act playbook. Representative Scott Fitzgerald expressed shock that Brazil would pursue such a bill while in the middle of a trade negotiations with the U.S. President Trump already forced Europe to address unjustified digital trade barriers in their framework agreement, and experts say any attack on American innovators marks a red line for this administration. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.